The power of social networking proved to be a force to reckon with after citizens in Albany's Arbor Hill neighborhood posted photographs of SWAT teams and shell casings on Facebook. Those teams stormed the Ida Yarborough Homes, a public housing complex, Thursday morning, reportedly shooting blanks and tossing tear gas into a vacant building during a police training exercise that involved a simulated hostage rescue. A flyer being circulated by community organizers reads, quote, "We are outraged that residents were not forewarned and then were subject to arrest if they protested." Police claim they went door to door the evening prior to the exercise to notify nearby residents. Albany NAACP branch president Bernard Bryan says that explanation doesn't pass muster.
"I'm told by the tenants that they have right there on the premises on a daily basis a police officer, resource officer, doing community policing. Who knows on a first-name basis many of the tenants? It would have been nice to give him a heads-up."
So he didn't know about it either?
"If he did, he certainly didn't act on it, which is uncharacteristic because apparently he's doing a really good job of keeping the tenants informed about, and the community informed about police business and so forth. That's one of the questions I want to raise, is, or at least try to get an answer to, is was he in the loop, and if so, when? Because it's my understanding that he's pretty conscientious and he would have let the tenants know personally, and he knows how to get a hold of them. But apparently he was not even utilized by his own department to get the word out."
Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff did not return calls for comment. His office emailed a statement admitting the police department was insensitive when it conducted a training exercise that involved police firing blank ammunition and using flash grenades near occupied apartments at the complex. The chief said the department will review how it conducts neighborhood-based training after the operation drew criticism from residents who said they were frightened by a chaotic scene that seemed real to them. The Krokoff statement was released as pictures of the incident spread on Facebook. Photos depicted officers in SWAT gear, as well as spent shell casings and fake blood left at the scene. Training was conducted on a portion of the public housing complex that is now vacant and scheduled for demolition. Again, Bernard Bryan.
"I would submit, I mean, just think of the atmosphere here. We're, what, less than 3 months away from Newtown. This thing occurred within a block of an elementary school. I mean, it's unconscionable. I mean, you think about who greenlighted this. This is like a block away from Arbor Hill Elementary School, and it's in a densely populated apartment area where there are still residents. I went to the scene, and I could see that on one of the vacant apartments in which they made the incursion, it's not 20 yards away from an occupied structure."
Quoting Chief Krokoff now from the police department email, "I certainly did not mean to offend the very people that we are training to protect. In retrospect, it was insensitive to conduct this type of training in the vicinity of occupied residences." Several neighborhood groups and loosely organized bands of neighbors are planning demonstrations and vigils in the coming days to protest the police action. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.